Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Richard Serrett. Join me on Strange Planet for in-depth conversations with the world's top paranormal investigators, alien abductees, Bigfoot trackers, monster hunters, time travelers, alternative archaeologists, remote viewers, and more.
As I was on the way to Area 51, I was stopping on the side of the road and just taking measurements, and I found this one spot where time slowed down by a fraction of a second. It's not supposed to do that.
From the two big categories, animal mutilations and human abductions, you have to conclude that genetic material is being harvested.
Well, I reached for a rifle, and I turned and looked, and it was already moving away, and it was descending the bluff. There's no way any human could have went down it. It was probably a 75-degree angle straight down, almost.
On Richard Serrett's Strange Planet, we're redefining reality. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do not go any further. Turn around. Go home.
Scary Mysteries Twisted Twos. North Pond Hermit and Alien Implants. Tales of hauntings, murder, and scary mysteries. Every week, Twisted Twos dives into a pair of uniquely terrifying true stories that are worthy of a more in-depth look. For this week, we focus on a mysterious hermit that haunted the woods of Maine and the scary idea of alien implants. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted Twos. Number 1. The North Pond Hermit. For years, urban legends circulated around Maine about a hermit living in its dense forest. But little did they know, the story was more than just a legend. It was something that was very real. For nearly 27 years, Christopher Knight had no contact with other people. He never spoke to anybody, and committed thousands of burglaries in houses around the areas that he roamed. When he was 20 years old, Knight simply took his car, left his family home without even saying goodbye, and drove off. His road trip took him to Florida, and when he drove back, he passed by his hometown of Albion and continued north until he nearly ran out of gas. On that small dirt road, he took his car keys, placed them on the dashboard, reached for a tent he had never used before, and trekked into the woods. For two whole years, he hiked the land, sustaining himself by stealing food from people's gardens and homes. Eventually, he came across his ideal site to settle down, and people nearby called the area the Jarzy. This place is private property and dotted with dozens of summer cabins, the closest of which was just 3 minutes away from Knight's campsite. Despite this, however, the place he chose was very difficult to get to, and so it went undetected. It was a sort of natural shelter surrounded by huge boulders and a thick forest that even a deer would have trouble walking through. For his part, Knight took great care to maintain his secretive existence. He never once lit a fire for fear it would attract attention. He lined the bottom of his tent with magazines in order to keep it level. During the harsh winters, he would wake up in the early morning and pace around in order to get his blood flowing and keep warm. He also built a system for burglarizing homes, choosing different targets, and only taking small food items and other goods in hopes that they wouldn't even be noticed missing. When he stole, he sometimes used people's canoes and was so careful that when he returned them, he would sprinkle pine needles on them so nobody would suspect they had been moved. For nearly two decades, this is how he lived, burglarizing more than 40 homes each and every year. Beyond the food he took, it was also clothing, books, propane gas tanks, a mattress, and various reading materials. He always made sure nobody was home, and so he was almost like a ghost that no one could track down. While he always sought to never show himself, his robberies terrorized the nearby community nonetheless, disrupting their peace of mind. The unknown burglar became a legend in the surrounding towns and was then dubbed the North Pond Hermit. It all ended one night when the near-mythical hermit was finally found. He was caught burglarizing a cabin and taken in. The officer that arrested him wasn't even sure that he was the hermit, as he was clean-shaven, didn't smell, and looked like any other regular person, not someone who had lived in the woods for decades. He was sentenced to 7 months in jail, although by the time they got to sentencing, he had already served his time except for 1 week. Knight admitted feeling shame for what he had done, but couldn't stop because it was the only means of survival. Some thought that his sentence was much too lenient, but the judge felt that any more time would be cruel. He was ordered to stay away from alcohol and then made to meet with the judge once every week. Ever since his arrest and subsequent release, people have been fascinated with Knight's survival skills and way of life. When asked why he left society in the first place, his only response was, "Solitude bestows an increase in something valuable, my perception. But when I applied my increased perception to myself, I lost my identity. There was no audience, no one to perform for. To put it romantically, I was completely free." Knight went on to live with his mother in the house he grew up in Maine. The book The Stranger in the Woods by Michael Finkel is a nonfiction account that narrates his story. Number 2. Alien Implants. Alien implants refer to a foreign physical object that's placed inside a person's body after they have been taken or abducted by aliens. While many abductees have claimed that implants have been inserted in them, the idea still remains in the realm of science fiction for many. Alien implants first received mainstream attention in 1957, when ufologist John Robinson was being interviewed over the radio, and he said that a neighbor, claiming to be an alien abductee in 1938, mentioned receiving small earphones that were placed behind his ears. Soon after that, other reports started pouring in. In 1967, Betty Andreessen said aliens implanted a device in her nose when she was taken. Another woman from Canada also stated having a similar experience during her abduction that occurred in 1983. Roger Lear, a California podiatrist, tried to find proof of these so-called alien implants. When he first heard about the phenomenon, he was curious, but admittedly skeptical, but was anxious to find and study them. Even though it was an unusual move to get people, he managed to find subjects that were willing to undergo surgery in order to retrieve the implants. More than 10 subjects have reported having alien abduction experiences, and two of these were Pat Perinello, who was 47, and Mary Jones, who was 52. Through an X-ray, it was confirmed that there were unknown objects in these people's bodies. Pat had something embedded in the back of his left hand, while Mary had one in her left big toe. The implants were removed and then sent to various specialists in order to determine what it was made of. Dr. Lear noted that what they found was highly unusual, and that in each of the cases, no signs of inflammation was detected on the skin or muscle tissue. In fact, there were hardly any signs of the existence of the implants apart from the abductee's testimony. It was discovered that the recovered implants were shown to be metallic objects with a dense gray membrane made up of organic biological matter, particularly protein and blood cells which are naturally found in the body. This is one possibility as to why the body had no negative reactions to them. It was also discovered that there were even nerve receptors at the ends, implying they could connect to their host in some organic way. Precautions are being taken before proclaiming that these are actual alien implants. According to the study, further scientific analysis of the objects have to be done, along with various peer reviews. So far, however, many believe the implants could be a sign that alien abduction isn't just science fiction, and that real people are being taken, possibly monitored and experimented on by extraterrestrials after all. It's also a possibility many people have been abducted and have no recollection of it ever happening. Perhaps they could be walking around right now with something from another world inside them and they don't even know it. So these were two of the most mysterious and strange stories around. The world can be a crazy place, and Twisted Twos is sure to show you why. If you enjoyed this video, then please subscribe to our channel so we can bring you new, scary, and strange stories every single week. Thanks for watching. I'll see you soon.